you will hear a student called Belinda Cook talking about her involvement in a sleep study. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello everyone, I'm Belinda Cook. I recently took part in a sleep study and I'm here to tell you about my experience. I volunteered for the study because I suffer from insomnia, a sleep disorder that's thought to affect about 10% of the population. For sufferers like myself, it means you have real problems falling asleep and staying asleep. Well, my insomnia began when I was working for an airline, and it's true that international flights do trigger the problem for some cabin crew. In my case, it was extreme stress, a reaction to something unrelated to my working conditions. I just couldn't switch off at night. After a few months, the problem hadn't gone away. I know that audiobooks are considered to be quite good at getting people off to sleep, but I was worried they'd disturb my flatmates. Instead, I'd do some breathing exercises, and while I wouldn't say they got me back to sleep, at least they reduced my anxiety. Then I heard about a local sleep study. When you apply to be a volunteer, you have to fulfil certain criteria. Gender is by and large irrelevant. It's personal details such as your weight researchers are interested in and what age range you fit into. Any family history of disorders would be significant too. For the first month of the study, I was just based at home, but there were aspects of my normal routine that had to be recorded. There's a school of thought that links insomnia to a lack of physical activity, so I had to wear a fitness tracker, something I often do anyway. The thing was, I was expected to note down my food intake, and it would often slip my mind to do that. Finally, I got to spend a night at the sleep centre. When I was shown my room, I was struck by the absence of natural light. There's just a lamp by the bed. Then there's the noise, the hum of the equipment, but I'd been warned about that. After I'd got into bed, a medical student attached lots of electrodes to my legs, my arms and my head, and an oxygen monitor to my finger, which I barely noticed. The next thing was a face mask. It was horribly tight and I couldn't imagine how I'd ever doze off with it on. I was thinking, hang on. On second thoughts, do I really want to spend the night like this? But I went through with it that night, and two more. When the study results came through, it turned out that I was getting more sleep than I'd estimated. The news came as a relief, frankly. It meant I didn't have to worry so much. The only disappointing thing was that I couldn't go back for further observation. So, how can insomniacs improve the quality of their sleep? The researchers recommended no blue light from screens before bedtime, and it goes without saying that caffeine products will keep you buzzing into the small hours, but I already avoid those things. Currently, I'm looking into the scientific theory that bacteria is a factor, the kind that usually live happily inside the human body. It's yet to be proven, though.